Let's get now to Vlad Savov, Bloomberg tech editor, joining us from Tokyo. With Apple cutting its outlook for iPhone shipments after China lockdowns affected operations at a supplier's factory. So the disruption coming at a bit of a crucial time for Apple, Vlad. But is it really that we are not seeing demand, or is it just the fact that these lockdowns are really going to affect operations and production and rollout of the new iPhones?
It is indeed a crucial time. This is the peak season for iPhone production. The company, Foxconn, is main supplier. They're both building up for the holiday shopping season. There are holiday festivals such as November 11th in China. Now, the mix of supply and demand, that is really the tricky question here. If you look at analysts addressing specifically the China market as the biggest smartphone market in the world, they are seeing Apple's iPhone sales dropping at an accelerating rate, much more so than in previous years, and there is strong indication that the regular, non-pro models are seeing a lot lower demand this year, and it has to do a lot with China's own economy and the global economy slowing down. What Apple said in its statement with this production disruption is that it's still seeing strong demand for the iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max. These are the models that are manufactured at that Zhengzhou facility, which is currently under lockdown. But the company and Foxconn itself are saying ringing an optimistic note, so to say, that the current lockdown is scheduled to end on November 9th. And after it, they should be able to get back on track. They speak more about delays to people's orders rather than so much losing shipments over the first quarter.
So is this a story then that is just going to be of the fourth quarter and potentially the first quarter if we do start to see a relaxation of COVID zero rules? What is Honhai telling us about their outlook for the quarter?
It's uncertain. As you say, nobody really has a great idea because, I mean, this lockdown came out of nowhere. It wasn't flagged in advance. It was an action that actually followed some disruption at the facility itself because Honhai wasn't able to manage it in an ideal fashion. So these disruptions, the really tricky thing with them is that uncertainty.
In terms of when we start to see, I guess, a little bit more of a pickup, we know that Apple has paused hiring for many jobs outside research and development. We're talking about these Wall Street Journal reports of Meta, you know, pausing hiring too, and other job cuts coming through in the tech space. How much of a slowdown are you hearing is happening in the tech sector, regardless of the lockdowns in China?
Well, it's exactly as you say. It does seem to be reaching all over the industry. I suppose if there is going to be any sort of tonic, it's going to be all the Twitter engineers that are now currently available and probably really easy to hire for other companies. But aside from them, there is that much stronger focus on efficiency of spending, where there is, as you say, Apple, Meta, etc. For Apple and Foxconn specifically, they will be hoping for this issue, at least on the supply side, to be resolved much sooner than the first quarter. But then the demand side is really going to be tied into the global economy and consumer sentiment. Tech and consumer electronics are very much tied to that. The iPhone is kind of a bellwether for that. If things are going great, you'll see more iPhone sales. If they're not, it will suffer as well.
Yeah. In terms of also the impact of China's lockdowns and the impact that it's having on its own economy and companies' desire to actually manufacture there, we saw Apple adding that new iPhone 14 maker in India. How much of a shift do you think that we are going to see Apple gradually diversify the geography here of its supply chain?
That's right. Apple began iPhone 14 production with Pegatron, another one of his Taiwanese partners in India. And it's worth saying this wasn't triggered just by the current issues. These are things that are planned months and months, maybe years in advance. It has accelerated this year specifically. India production of the iPhone came only weeks, a few weeks after the launch and very close to the start of China production, which is much, much improved on previous years. We can probably anticipate that growing. India is really pushing to bring in smartphone manufacturing, electronics manufacturing within its borders, and the iPhone is the thing that everyone wants to have. And it is putting forward financial incentives for the likes of Pegatron and Foxconn to put more production there. And let's be fair, the current lockdowns and situations in China, they probably nudge Apple in that direction too.
And just a very quick final word. I mean, you mentioned it's a bit of an indicator because if people are buying a new iPhone, then they're doing okay. If they're not, then they are worried about the future. What's the kind of, I guess, earnings outlook that you're seeing or hearing from analysts?
You put it really nicely there, by the way, better than I did. earnings outlook for Apple and elsewhere, I mean, at the moment, just because of the redundancy and the strength of Apple's supply chain systems, I wouldn't expect like a huge drop-off just because of these current lockdowns. There is redundancy, especially for the regular iPhones rather than the Pro models. So we can... Again, I would actually lean back to uncertainty. There is a lot of uncertainty going forward.
All right, Vlad, always a pleasure. Vlad Savov, Bloomberg tech editor with us from Tokyo.